Charlie Sheen claimed he was winning, but he looked like Hollywood's biggest loser after hurling vile insults at his bosses. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver, their 25-year marriage terminated after Arnold admits fathering their housekeeper's son. Was it just a big bucks TV stunt? Kim Kardashian's marriage only lasted 72 days. New York Congressman Anthony Weiner resigns after tweeting lewd pictures of himself to women. Former Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards indicted on charges he used illegal campaign donations to hide his pregnant mistress. He's pleading not guilty.
I am not going to be silenced, and I am not going away.
And Republican candidate Herman Cain suspending his presidential campaign after denying sexual harassment allegations and infidelity. Italian Premier Silvio Berlusconi caught in a string of scandals, including the charge he had sex with an accused underage prostitute. And in New York, a hotel maid accused the head of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, of attempted rape. Prosecutors later dropped the case, calling the woman not credible.
This is the most humble day of my life.
Rupert Murdoch shuts his British tabloid News of the World, the paper accused of hacking the phones of celebrities, politicians, and even the voicemail of a murdered teenager. Murdoch's News Corporation is the parent company of Fox News. Syracuse University assistant basketball coach Bernie Fine is fired after some men say he molested them as boys. Fine says he's innocent. And Jerry Sandusky, the former Penn State football coach, charged with sexually abusing a number of boys he says he was mentoring.
Wait for the opportunity to present our side.
Head coach Joe Paterno and other top officials forced out for failing to alert police after an assistant says he told them he believed he saw Sandusky molesting a child.
In New York, I'm Rick Folbaum, Fox News.